folks, you know, there's a guy I'm about to introduce now, but you all know who he is. So I know you do because he is New York City's own. And he's also San Francisco's own. Because he lives out in that part of the country now, and I've known him since he lived here. I met him when I came to New York City with Bill Monroe back in 1963. Yeah, and we've been friends ever since, and we've played music together, recorded records together and everything, and he's here tonight, all the way from San Francisco, a little hand for David Grisman, the Dog!
$200, and I was able to hire the world's greatest guitarist and singer in bluegrass, Mr. Dale McCurry. His brother Jerry played bass, and the late great Winnie Winston from New York played the banjo. We had a good old time, and I was doing some recording. My mentor, Ralph Rinsler, who was a really powerful force in traditional music in the last century. He's a great mandolin player, played with the Greenbrier Boys, and he pretty much resurrected Bill Monroe's career, and I was helping him, I was learning how to edit tape, and I bought a Niagara tape machine up there, and one microphone, we recorded the show, and yeah, that is, most of that is Early Dog. Well, we're going to go back further than that. You know, bluegrass, it's hard to know when a great idea like that starts, but Bill and Charlie Monroe, the two Monroe brothers, started making records in 1936 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And for the next several years, they recorded 60 songs for a label called Bluebird Records. But we'd like to do one of those numbers that became a bluegrass classic.